The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment on air. Madam Garba Kofi is in the house, and our friend Aruna Kibira is in the house. I will go on a short break. When I return, it will be explosive session, talking stocks with Malam Garba Kofi and Aruna Kibira all together at the same time. You can't get it better anywhere. Don't change this channel. I'll be right back.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. And anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Dial the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You cannot do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. Very, very fast and very secure and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first, First Bank.
Malam Garba Kofi, you are welcome. Aruna, you are also welcome.
Thank you.
So, Malam, Nigeria, maybe I should allow you are an accountant. Aruna is an economist, you'll just add to it. Nigeria's GDP grew by 5.01% in quarter two 2021. That is what the National Statistician has said. And they say it is the third consecutive quarter growth, and year to date, real GDP grew 2.70%. So far, so good in 2021. First, Aruna, with your economics, what is GDP?
GDP is gross domestic product, is the total monetary or market value of all the finished goods and services produced within a country border in a specific time period of 1 year.
Including the pipes that are produced in the border.
Of course, it's measured because you sell to the market.
All right. Mm. So what are the importance?
It is a broad measure of overall domestic progress. It's like a thermometer that they use to test the health of a nation.
So now, are you saying that Nigeria is healthy?
That is exactly what the figures are telling, and figures don't have emotion.
Malam, what is the impact of this on the market?
Well, when we look at the major contributors, I can tell you that for the capital market, it's less. Because the major contributors are not in the... Look at the aviation. We don't have aviation sector.
Not a single one.
So when you look at the transportation, we have only one company quoted in the transportation. So the major sectors that are growing tremendously, they are not. The only one which we all feel the impact is the cement industry, building material. Everybody know that naturally.
And telecommunication.
Yes, if you look at the building material, you will see that by August, the price go down. But this year is different. Even in August, it's on high demand and the price keep on rising. So what does that mean? The impact of that to GDP, to capital market, we feel it and we are feeling it. Because today, in August, we are trading like Dangote at 248, 245, which is very good. We can see what the price is going for the Bua and the Wako. So we have the feeling there. The same thing with telecom. We need to bring more companies into this market so that we feel the same.
Right. NNPC is to sell its shares. He said for the first time, I don't know whether in their history, they are declaring profit. According to the reports, NNPC achieved 287 billion profit after tax in 2020. Now, eventually, this is as a result of the PI bill that has just been assented and has just been made an act by the President Buhari's administration. All right, now looking at this, what is your expectation when this company
eventually comes to the market?
I think one, it will like kind of redirection the market deepening, and it will add a lot to market capitalization.
I still put the second question to you. What should investors begin to do now with this kind of information?
Now they can
begin to sell some of those petroleum stocks and then begin to save money and wait. I don't know the time, but again, it is always because they say, somebody says that success is achieved at the point when opportunity and preparation where they meet.
They may not necessarily go and sell their petroleum stocks. The thing is that they should get prepared, get money from other sources or wherever they think they can get money and get ready to participate. It can be in two ways. It's either they list, they have IPO, where everybody can buy, or they come by listing by way of...
Right, Malam, and I put the question to you. With your experience in this market, very many of the big names in the market now, you were a party to their coming to the market. So from your experience over the years, a company like this, NNPC, we heard that they want to sell their shares. What often do you think the processes that might be required so that when I begin to hear something slightly, I should know how to position
it? Well, my advice, NNPC is a group of companies. And most of these companies, they can stand on their own. I can tell you from the day one they established liquefied natural gas, LNG, it has been making profit. There is no year that LNG did not make profit. Why don't you separate it? Separate the refineries. Then now, if you want to go into marketing, separate that marketing. If you lump them all together as a group company, you will find it very difficult to know where are you. Are you into crude oil? Are you into petroleum product? Are you into LNG? Are you into aviation? What are you? I think launching NNPC as a group company may not be the best advice if they will listen to me. I would rather prepare separate those subsidiaries. Each of them, let them be listed.
Wow. Maybe they will do like what Transcal used to do, You know, Transcal used to be Transcal. And then later, they removed the hotel. And then, now, UBA. They removed the former UBA Capital that became, what is their name now?
UCAP.
Mm-hmm. And then they removed the former registrar that became Africa Prudential, and all, and they listed them as individual or separate. Maybe that is what
NNPC. But initially, they listed it as a group. I want NNPC to dismantle those groups.
Before coming to the market,
because it makes more sense to us. And the price will be reasonable. Because I'm telling you, why MTN decided to reduce their per share capital to 2 kobo? Because they cannot come at 50 kobo. Mm-hmm. So what you are doing today, you are seeing Nestle as 1,400, but it's a 50 kobo. For a 50 kobo Nestle, MTN is 25 of it, because it's a 2 kobo ordinary shares. So you can see now it's trading over about 175. If you take 175 times 25, that what would give you the 50 kobo ordinary share of MTN. What will be the price? Can the ordinary man be afford to that price? He may not. And that is why I want NNPC to dismantle this subsidiary so that we come to the price that people can afford.
Let's leave NNPC alone. Malam, I put the question to you. We saw the second quarter report of Zenit, as expected, their 30 kobo number. Interim dividend. But I could see that their turnover was down 0.15%, marginal. Even their profit after tax only grew marginally, 2.21%, earning per share, 2.21%. And you now see their P/E ratio, 7.22. Earnings yield, very positive. Profit margin, very positive. Number one, what will you see in one line, because of our time, about this result from Zenith? And then with these, what do we begin to expect from Guarantee? Because, you know, they are like competitors.
Yes, they are competitors, but they play differently. For the Zenith, I see the result as flat, but still Zenith has a stake, because likely they are going to pay 3 naira dividend for a stock that is trading at 24 naira, giving you 3 naira, that is 12%.
That's good.
Where will you get 12%? Place your money in the bank. They will tell you 5%. Are you not better off to hold this stock? At least you are sure of dividend yield of 12%, aside the price appreciation. And remember, before the release of the result, it traded 25. So it can go much higher later. because it's a liquid stock and has fundamental. So I expect the same to apply to GT. But I expect a surprise from Access and UB because these guys, they are no longer Nigerians. Mm. They play more outside Nigeria and therefore they can surprise the market.
Right. Now, what do you have to say about Guinness? Guinness brought the audited report, you know, some of these are the earliest comers. They are releasing their results as at June. Again, no regulator, no, they don't need to report to anybody. They just release their result. The result from Guinness is not that bad. You were making a correction. Now, from a loss position of 12 billion in a COVID year to now 1.2 billion, you are telling us that it is far more than 109%. But that's correct. It's far more than that. They are earning per share from 5 naira, a whopping 5 naira 74 kobo decline or loss in any negative earning per share in 2020 to a marginal 57 kobo earning per share in 2021 June. P/E ratio, this is high, 54.09. Earnings yield, 1.85%, 0.75%, 78% profit margin. I know what the response of Malam is going to be. It's going to give them commendation. I'm not going to ask from him yet.
I think it's not, the result is not perfect. If you see what happened in COVID, everybody know exactly where you drink beer, because it's you that have been locked in, that I particularly, I was not even getting out of my house because we were made to understand that even Corona cannot
now, do I now go ahead and see
it just shows what they are doing, that they are coming out of their doldrums. They've just made a 0.57 cobalt from a loss of 5.97.
But cobalt. All these indicators are not that brilliant. Malam, I'm listening to you now because I
always know. I look at my position. If I can take my position and take others' position, so it be. And that's what happened to Guinness. From 100 billion turnover to 150, increased by 50%. How can you tell a stock that have increased their position by 50%, you say that it's not a good stock?
Is it only turnover that
Look,
makes a company?
First, profit come from turnover. If mm-hmm. you have zero turnover, you will have no profit.
And what is so the essence of you reporting the turnover?
On,
your
profit, means that,
the, which means your cost
that,
of production is high.
Look. It
they
can
are spending
be hard,
more to do the
as
business.
Long as you have the market.
Other you have can the be market, access. But the investors are not getting anything.
What we are saying, they are getting it. A loss of 11 billion. Now a profit of 1.2 billion is completely different.
Which
for
suggests
me,
that
I will suggest
if they didn't
that
lose
they
that
have,
money last year, they will have made a lot this year.
13,
but we never could tell
what
their turnover and their profit
what,
level
what
would have been last year.
What we are saying that, assuming they lost 11 billion, you will say that they break even. The same was last year. Now they have made a profit. Not even declare a loss. For me, I see the potential there. And don't forget, this is a stock that we traded as far back as 176 naira. So
it's
if
like,
it is at 31, for long-term investors, they take their position.
It's like we should continue. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. You can see that indeed it was an explosive session. Malam Garba Kofi, very big nagodi to
thank you.
And then Aruna Kebira, please call them and patronize them. I want to say a very big thank you and well done to my team. Without them, I cannot operate. That's the gospel truth. Until we shall be returning, the same time, the same station, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. My name remains Abayomi of Babalido. God bless you. Enjoy your week.